The next terrorist threat to the United States may not come from the skies above, but from underwater. The FBI is now checking enrollment in scuba diving schools, looking for anyone with possible ties to the Al-Qaeda terrorist network. NPR's Scott Horsley reports that the agency is casting a wide net, gathering millions of divers' names.
In a small classroom behind a San Diego dive store, Eric Gonzalez teaches an introductory class in scuba diving.
How many of you guys ever heard of dive friends boast about going to 100 or 110, 115 feet, 130 feet? Ever heard that before?
We have.
Most of the students here want to dive recreationally. Posters on the wall advertise exotic vacations. But the FBI is concerned some divers in training may have more sinister motives. John Sylvester, who supervises the FBI's counterterrorism squad in San Diego, says the Bureau is examining scuba classes nationwide after receiving intelligence reports that Al-Qaeda members may be preparing for an underwater attack.
These terrorists have shown that they're willing to think outside the box, given the incidents of September 11th. We're countering that threat by going through these initiatives.
San Diego has more than a dozen diving schools and many potential targets. This school is located not far from several big Navy bases and the heavily traveled Coronado Bridge. Werner Kern, who runs the school, says FBI agents spent several days here gathering the names of every student who studied diving in the last 3 years.
They went through this and they picked out a few students based on names. So then they come back and they interview the instructor, saying, "Do you remember this student a year ago?"
Kern says most people who take scuba diving lessons in this area want to know where to spot dolphins or how to dive for Pacific lobster. So students would raise eyebrows if they asked about diving in San Diego's cold, murky harbor, where the water is crowded with cruise ships and aircraft carriers.
In the old days, we would have just laughed at you and go, "Well, you don't want to do that. Well, you're silly. There's nothing to see." Today, we would get so suspicious that we would turn you over to the FBI.
The FBI is also interested in talking to anyone who's purchased unusual scuba equipment, such as breathing gear that doesn't give off bubbles. It's a big job checking more than 1,300 diving schools around the country. Most schools have cooperated. One that didn't was quickly served with a subpoena. Groups like the Professional Association of Diving Instructors have also helped out, identifying those students who've been certified in scuba diving. The association's Jeff Nadler says his group gave the FBI more than 2 million names once the agency agreed to a few privacy conditions.
They acknowledged that they were to be used only for investigation into possible terrorist activities using scuba, and once they had completed their investigation in this area, that they would be returned to us.
Nadler says the FBI stressed that the threat of an underwater attack is uncorroborated. But after ignoring its agent's suggestion to check out flight schools before September 11th, the Bureau isn't taking any chances. Diving school president Werner Kern says learning to dive is easier than learning to fly, but he's not terribly worried about underwater attacks. He notes would-be terrorists would need not only special breathing apparatus, but also underwater navigation tools and more explosives than a small group of divers could carry.
It looks quite easy in the James Bond movies, but if there's no visibility and you have to zoom across trying to hit a bridge, it's not easy.
The FBI says it's acting out of an abundance of caution. Special Agent Sylvester says scuba classes are just one of several places the Bureau is on the lookout for terrorists who may be lurking just beneath the surface. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.